Second date update, as you get back to kind of your school routine, maybe it's been a while since you've heard this, but this is where you go out on a date and you think, wow, man, that was a great date. I can't wait to go again. Obviously, this person's going to call me back. And then you're sitting around waiting for them to call you back and go to a movie with you on a Sunday, and they don't go with you.
Don't drag my personal life onto the radio, Mr. Man.
And then you ask someone else to look at Monroe's face right now.
I feel so awkward. I can't believe you did that.
I already blocked him on everything, so he can't even reach out. But it wasn't a good look on him. So
what's up, Brian? How you doing?
Hi guys. I'm a little confused, so I kind of need your help.
So yeah, tell us what's going on.
All right, so I met this girl, Jill. I met her at church, which is, you know, kind of hard to do today, and I was super excited, and we gotten to know each other for a while, and eventually kind of built up the courage to invite her over to my apartment for dinner.
Okay.
And I had it, like, I made a killer pesto homemade from my garden. And
dude,
pasta, and, you know, she came over, dinner was great, we talked about a variety of things, and she's just this amazing woman. And then after dinner, we watched some Hulu, and then she left.
Okay.
And I assume, you know, yeah.
That seems like a good first date, if you ask me. Like,
yeah.
You cooked, that's impressive.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, dinner tasted great, I was eating the same food, and I assumed, I guess, there'd be, like, another date, or, I don't know, just a walk or something, and I haven't heard a thing. Nothing. Hmm. And, you know, I saw her at church, and I'm pretty sure she was avoiding me, and it was kind of awkward. So I don't know what's going on, if I messed up or something. Or
let me ask you, you said you ate the same thing. Did you have any tummy trouble afterwards? Was there like a, could you have maybe accidentally poisoned her through food poisoning at some point during the date?
No, I don't think so, no. I mean, I can't imagine, no. And,
okay.
You know, I literally ate the same serving out of the same. Yeah, no, we even shared bites.
You said after dinner you watched something on TV. Was the content appropriate, or was it offensive to her maybe? Is it just, I'm just trying to think of where she was like, how, and she bailed on you?
Oh, I mean, no.
Okay.
I mean, it was pretty.
Okay.
Pretty low key.
Okay. It sounds like a low key first date, which is, there's nothing wrong with a low key first date. You're trying to get to know each other. I'm sorry, man. I didn't write down her name. What is her name?
Her name's Jill.
Her name's Jill. Okay. So you want us to call Jill and you want us to just kind of ask her what happened on this date and try to figure out why she's avoiding you?
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, cool, man. Then we will do that next. It's your second date update. We're helping out Brian. So Brian met Jill at a church and said, hey, you want to come over? Like, I make a really good pesto. We can hang out. We can watch some, like, Hulu. It'll be fun. And she was down with the whole thing. And according to Brian, the meal went off without a hitch, and the show was great that they watched. Now, maybe Brian just has terrible taste buds, and actually the food was absolutely terrible.
Or terrible taste in movies, and the movie was bad.
I know. What if it was a Seth Rogen movie? I mean, Seth Rogen doesn't sit well with
everyone.
Someone's
going to sit me down and make me watch Speed or Tremors?
Tremors?
Yeah.
Yeah, just want to make sure I understood the...
Oh, yeah.
The
you're going to make me sit down and watch Tremors? Or a sobering documentary about the 2016 Russian invasion into our election?
Ouch.
Cool. I'm not bitter.
Hey, Brian, you still there?
I'm still there.
All right, buddy. We were able to track down Jill. So I'm going to pick up with Jill. Just chat with her for a few minutes and go ahead and listen in, but don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Hey, Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you're on the air right now with I'm John. You got Monroe and Jackson. We do a morning show here on Mix 105.1. Hope that's still okay to be talking to us.
Yeah, it's really weird that the radio station called, but...
I'm sorry, but we won't take up a lot of your time. It's just, you know, on our show, we try to figure out sometimes why dates go wrong, dates go bad, and you recently went out on a date, and to be honest with you, this guy is feeling like you're avoiding him, and so we thought we'd call you and see, like, you know, if it's true or not. I kind of heard a sigh, so you probably know, we're talking about Brian.
Yeah, man... I have been avoiding him.
You have been avoiding him.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about this reach out at all because I don't really like confrontation, and I didn't want to go out with him again, and I thought he'd just pick up on the signals. And move on.
He didn't. And instead, he asked us to reach out to you. And so let me ask you this, because it sounds like he cooked you like this amazing meal. Like, was it the food? Was it terrible? He claim it to be homemade pesto, but it was actually Kirkland brand? Like, was it
hey, that's a good pesto.
That's my favorite pesto.
No, the meal was great. It really was. yeah, he invited me over to his place, and he said he's going to make dinner, and the dinner was great, and his apartment was, fine. It was nothing remarkable. But after dinner, I used his bathroom, and it was disgusting.
Oh no.
His hand towels had never been washed. Oh. I'm willing to bet everything on it, and I still have nightmares about the toilet, the hair and the grime stuck to the floor. You could tell it was years and years of it. Like, I don't know if it would ever come off. And he's 28 years old to have a bathroom like that.
Yep. No, run.
Really?
Run
for the hills.
Get both out of
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Two of you. Yeah.
You have someone coming over. You have someone coming over to your house and you didn't clean your toilet. It's one thing to live like a pig all the time, but it's another to bring someone else in on the mess.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. And that's just, like, not messy. That's filthy.
Filth.
That's
filth. Different. Uh-huh. Filth is gross.
Oh, see, now I feel like it's a total overreaction. I'm sorry, Jill. Go ahead.
No, and I didn't want to, like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or anything. So I just figured the best way to handle it was to avoid him. And
yeah.
I got some bad news.
And I wouldn't have to be blowing him up on the radio.
Yeah. I know you don't like confrontation, and I understand that because I'm the same way. But Brian's actually listening in, and he's here.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, is your bathroom like that, man?
I do. I'm mortified. I mean, I had a bunch of guests, so I guess I just ran out of time. Wasn't thinking with all my cooking, cleaning it. I had a bunch of guests for a while, and I'm not the best, cleanest guy.
Yeah.
And I definitely missed the mark on that.
Is she over-exaggerating on your bathroom?
I mean, I think so, but...
What color is the ring around your toilet?
Oh, that stuff is so disgusting.
It's gross.
I get it, though. That's like how I lived in my 20s, so I'm not going to judge you at all, man. Probably still would if I wasn't married. All right, listen. Obviously, Jill, the bathroom was a turnoff. I will tell you this. As you described it, both Jackson and Monroe were nodding their head in agreement with you. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested in another date? We'll pay for it. Get out of the house. Go somewhere where they have to actually clean the restrooms, where an employee signs off on it. Would you be interested?
I'll give it another shot, but just generally, like, the bathroom to me was more indicative of a maturity level, so I'll give it a shot, but at this moment, it feels like he'd really have to, I don't know how to get him out of the friend zone now,
Yeah. It's just a courtesy call at this point.
Listen, Brian, on this next date, we're going to pay for it, Brian. Promise me you're not going to wear a shirt with a stain on it. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to help your cause.
I promise.